You are listening to episode 812. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation guide. I share a brand new meditation in each episode using a customized meditation technique around a weekly theme. So you get to explore a particular theme in depth and really master it over a week, exploring different meditation techniques that you can do whether you're seated on your meditation cushion or right in the midst of your busy day. You can always do these meditation techniques any time throughout your day. And all the different references and resources and all the meditations are waiting for you over on my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there you can join a free private Facebook group for meditators who listen to the meditations just like you do. You can send me a message on my Facebook page at Sip and Om and request to be added to the group, or you can go to the resources section for this week's series to manage negative people, and you'll find a link there inviting you to join our free group. Well, we've been exploring this week how to manage negative people and how to use different meditation techniques to do so. Well, I have a technique that I'd like to share with you today in a meditation for a Friday. Every single Friday, I call it Sip and Om Friday, where I share how an herbal tea may help you manage stress in a similar way as do the meditation techniques I share with you. Now, of course, you want to check with your provider to make sure that this herb will be supportive for you. Well, as we get ready to do the meditation today, I want to share with you about the herb I've selected for you this week. Now, this herb is an herb that is considered to help manage anxiety, especially if you have trouble sleeping. And as we continue with our theme of managing negative people, those people who zap your energy, who bring you down and don't bring out the best in you, you can feel stressed and you can also lose sleep at night. It's very common to lose sleep when you're dealing with negative people around you. So passion flower is a great herb to help you, as long as it's the right herb for you, as I mentioned. And one thing that passion flower does is that it has remarkable calming properties, and it's considered to be a natural sleep remedy. Studies have shown that passion flower reduces anxiety and promotes sleep, as well as some of the prescription medications for sleep. And one of the benefits of using passion flower to help you sleep is that it doesn't give you that feeling of grogginess or where you feel you've been sedated. So if passion flower is the right herb for you, you might want to sip some in a tea. So now let's get you headed to today's meditation. And I want to share with you a little context on how to manage negative people. And each episode this week, we've explored how a particular thought leader or somebody very inspirational throughout the ages, or even we discovered what some people in our modern day, our modern era, are recommending in regard to managing negative people. And again, all the links and even some videos where those people are leaving some great advice on a YouTube video are over at my website at sipanome.com. Well, today I'm going to share with you one of my favorite people, and I'm reading his book. I'm almost done with this book I've been reading. It is Seneca, Letters from a Stoic. Now, I started off this series reading from the book of Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, another Stoic. Well, Seneca has so much wisdom in the Letters from a Stoic that he wrote. And in particular, he had some wise words to share about dealing with negative people. So consider this as you go into today's meditation. He says, "When a mind is impressionable and has none too firm a hold on what is right, it must be rescued from the crowd. It is so easy for it to go over to the majority." You might inevitably either hate or imitate the world, but the right thing is to shun both courses. You should neither become like the bad, because they are many, nor be an enemy of the many, because they are unlike you. Retire into yourself as much as you can. Welcome those whom you are capable of improving. The process is a mutual one. Men learn as they teach. So as you consider the words from Seneca, and I don't believe I told you too much about him, Seneca lived in 4 BC through AD 65, and he was considered to be a guiding hand of the Roman Empire. He inspired reasoning derived mainly from Stoic principles. And this selection from Seneca is a set of letters that he wrote to a friend, Lucilius. And so it's a very approachable, conversational type of style, especially for an ancient document. And he just leaves so many chunks, huge chunks of wisdom. I'll leave a link to his book on the website as well, in case you'd like to check his book out. Well, as you consider the words of wisdom of Seneca, and you consider any negative person that you're dealing with these days, think about how you could simply show up and do the right thing when you're around the person, regardless of how they trigger your stress, what they may say, how they may belittle you, or whatever it may be about this person that causes such a negative reaction in you. What can you do to do the right thing? To do this is to, as Seneca says, retire within yourself as much as you can and associate with people who are likely to improve you, and also whom you are capable of improving. So it's a give and take process. And this will help you immensely as you manage negative people. So go ahead now and settle into your meditation space. Begin to straighten your spine. We'll relax the different areas of your body where you're likely to hold tension. Pay attention to your breath as it flows in and out of your body through your nose. We'll begin with your feet and work our way up to your crown, the top of your head. Relax your feet. Relax your calves. Soften your knees. Relax your thighs. Relax your hips. Soften your stomach. Let it hang out. Relax your stomach and let it out softly, not sucking it in. This allows you to give yourself a full diaphragmatic breath to oxygenate your entire body. Relax your chest. Relax your arms and your hands as you rest them on your lap with your palms upward or downward. Relax your shoulders. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Soften your neck and relax your throat. Relax your jaw. Feel your whole face soften. Beautiful. So notice how you feel. Notice your breath. Inhale through your nose, a nice, even inhale. And exhale through your nose, a nice, even exhale. Notice where you may be harboring any lingering tension in your body, and see if you can breathe into that tension, loosening it up. Letting it open up. Inhale and exhale through your nose. Just noticing how you're feeling now. Not judging, just noticing. Now bring to mind someone who you have a little trouble being around, spending time with them. Maybe they don't bring out the best in you, or they don't really make you feel that great about yourself. Now, as you consider this person or even a situation that is not feeling great for you right now, just notice how you feel in your body when you think about this person or situation. Now, inhale through your nose a nice long inhale. Right before you go into the exhale, that beautiful pause between the inhale and the exhale, spend a little bit of time there. Just notice how you feel. Notice how certain thoughts settle in your body and change and shift your mood. Consider these thoughts as simply information. Just noticing how you feel, not internalizing them, not taking the emotions personally, just noticing how you feel. Notice where it settles in your body, in your mind. Now, as you consider this negative person or this situation, look at it as simply information. Taking out the emotion, the upset, the hurt feelings, just look at this as information only. Notice how you feel. Consider breathing into tension points and expanding them with healing energy. You may feel yourself become lighter and happier as you do this. You don't have the burden of processing these emotions in a negative way. You just have a chance to be receptive to what's going on in the situation, how it's influencing you, and just noticing and observing. And as Seneca suggests, considering shifting your thoughts and your awareness to people who uplift you and to situations that bring out your best. Bring these to mind now. Notice the shift, how you feel. Feel more expansive and open. Continue your meditation observing your different thoughts and the emotions they trigger within you. And just sit for a while, noticing and observing. Sit in stillness, releasing this technique, and just observing the sensations you've created. When your mind wanders, bring it back to your breath. And then go back into the stillness of your meditation. You may go back and forth a few times as you do this. meditate just until the point where you feel you could go a little bit longer. Always end your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.